friends, welcome to the Vertical Relationships Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, beautiful friends. Welcome back to the Vertical Relationships Show with me, your host, Aaliyah. Today, we're going to dive right in about a prophetic dream the Lord gave me a little while ago. I've been sitting on it. He's been revealing more about it, and now it is time to release it. Okay, that's what we do. When we get a prophetic word, we sit on it, we marinate on it, we talk to the Lord about it. You know, you don't want to go blasting the trumpet right away, because you might hurt somebody doing that. The Lord already had shown me a high-ranking demon, a territorial and water spirit. This is in episode 135 and 136, so go check that out if you have not already. But I want to share a dream that the Lord exposed to me. Let me tell you about my dream. I was walking with two family members on the street and looked up and saw a huge green snake in the sky. Right away, I knew this snake was masqueraded as an angel of light. It projected to be innocent, but I knew underneath the scaly surface was hidden wickedness and pride. As I was talking to my family, I told them to look, but it was covered up by the building when we were walking. So we all backed up and the Lord revealed more. And y'all, it was a huge warrior in the sky and then a snake, another green snake on the other side. There was a warrior and a green snake on the left and a green snake on the right. As I was observing this vision, one of my family members said, "Oh, that's so cool looking." And that's exactly what it wants you to think. It's like one acting as they're good, okay? But underneath the surface, there's a true reflection there. There's evil there. And aren't we seeing this being portrayed in the world? Good is evil and evil is good. What sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark and bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. This is in Isaiah 5:20. So you see, the snake seemed really cool, seemed genuine good, looked innocent, looked so awesome to others, but will come coiling around your life, suffocating any area it can. But of course, I needed to dig further in my Bible and see what else the Lord was revealing. And he revealed, kidding you not, first page I turned to in the Bible, Leviathan. Now, y'all know that is a pride that affects our nations. He led me straight to Job 41:12-17. And I just want to talk about Leviathan, and I want to emphasize Leviathan's limbs. He's enormous strength. He seems very graceful. I'm going to read some of the scriptures here. Who can strip off its hide? Who can penetrate its double layer of armor? Who can pry open its jaws? For its teeth are terrible. The scales on its back are like rows of shields sealed together. They are so close together. No air can get between them. Each scale sticks tight to the next. They interlock and cannot be penetrating. Nothing on earth is its equal. No other creature so fearless. Of all the creatures, it's the proudest. It's the king of beasts. So you understand that Leviathan is the proudest creature, is a spirit of pride. It's the king of beasts, who is fearless, has strength. When it rises, the mighty are afraid and they're gripped with terror. No sword can stop it. No javelin, arrows cannot make it flee. Stones shot from the sling are like bits of grass. Okay, so these are worldly weapons. Can't fight this high-ranking demon. Okay, it talks about this strength. Only a person called and chosen from God with the anointing can intercede on the behalf of the Lord. This is why the Lord showed me it. The next day, the Lord gave me another confirmation, Psalm 76:12, for he breaks the pride of princes and the kings of the earth fear him. And like I said before, I sat with this dream. We need to sit with these revelations before we go blasting the trumpet. You don't want to get God's message wrong, which can hurt other people. And that's exactly what people are doing. They're not sitting with it. They're just blasting it right away. Y'all, that's sometimes mixed with our emotions, sometimes the enemy. So you have to be really, really diligent of how you're hearing from the Lord. Then the Lord revealed a second snake. Okay. This was another dream that came. Okay. This was the second snake he was showing me, because I knew he was showing me two territorial spirits, but I wasn't quite sure. He didn't release that until a couple days later. So that's another reason why we wait to give these prophetic words. Now, Python is a spirit of deception. In Acts 16:16, Paul and Silas met a slave girl who had a snake spirit, or a demonic spirit, or a spirit of divination that enabled her to tell fortune. She earned lots of money to masquerade as an angel of light. She followed them. She acted like she, you know, was on their side. Okay, that's the deception. And he turned to her. He knew she had evil in her. And he turned to her and said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it instantly left her. Everything she was saying was true, but she twisted it with deception. Pride, divination, deception equals control. Christians are being deceived by seductive promises and deceptive terminology. Without discernment from the Holy Spirit, we are easily fooled, just like my family was fooled in the dream. The world is fooled without a vertical relationship with Jesus. This is why we need to have discernment, pray, study our Bible. We need to have godly wisdom and understanding. We need to heal our wounds and definitely need to stay close to Jesus. This is a global epidemic problem. You'll see a lot of high Christian leadership, apostolic leadership, intertwined with this demon. This twisted serpent is breaking up marriages, ministries, and business deals. Remember, pride is how Lucifer got kicked out of heaven and his name changed to Satan. Now, if you're struggling with any of these deceptions, you're struggling with pride, you're struggling with any of the things that come attached to it, because many other demons will come attached to it, I could help you. Go book that counseling session with me and let's get to the root of these issues so the demonic realm cannot disrupt you anymore. Okay, y'all have to be really, really passionate about not having these things in your life. You have to act. You have to change. You have to get to the root of why your problems are happening, why you're stepping into that, why you're falling for this stuff all the time. Because powerful leaders, let me tell you what, they have people gripped with fear, gripped with deception. I mean, it is all over the place. The Lord has taken me through those things, invested, okay, thousands and thousands of dollars to join a lot of groups. But y'all, this was a learning experience to go through to tell you about these things. Okay, nothing is ever wasted in God's kingdom unless you allow it to be wasted. Okay, we take our pain for a purpose. Now, the Lord's message here, repent, turn back to Him, and stop listening to the millions of voices shouting out for your attention. Get still, get quiet. Lord said, be still, know that I am God. Following too many people on social media will cause confusion and that will deceive you. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. Fall out of alignment with God. This is deception, this is pride, and y'all, the Lord wants more for you and so do I. That was good, y'all. Listen, we are going to pray now. Protection, because this is a nationwide thing. Lord, thank you so much for just your revelations, for revealing what is affecting our nations, Lord. Pride, deception, it all equals control. Everything wants control over us. That's what the enemy wants, no matter how it could get there, through marriages, through ministries, social media, through the family bloodline. It goes deep, Lord. It goes so much deeper than we could ever imagine. And we need your help. We need to repent. We need to turn back to you. We need to stop following so many voices, drop those things that are causing confusion. Confusion is not from you. It is from the devil. I pray that my listeners really step back with you, really evaluate their relationships, evaluate their health. The enemy will cause health destructions also, and really get back to you, because you're a healer, you're a judge, the Prince of Peace. I ask that anybody's on here that is struggling with just demonic activity of pride and deception in their lives, that they bring it to you, that you show them. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.